You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being all right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much. And I am grateful for all of those ones, and I am thankful for all of you all who support. And we're in a now moment that requires us to really care to show up and show out. Because of the social climate, the global climate, and not just climate change, but we are in a place where we are being called to rise, called to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment, in our exalting a full effort in living as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Because that's what is going to assist us in ensuring the progression of ourselves in terms of who it is we're becoming, the quality of persons that we are emerging upon the planet, because that's what life really is. But under the progression of errors that have been stimulated so much by global expansion, European culture, the remnants and the progression of imperialism, capitalism, patriarchy, male domination, religious indoctrination, miseducation, to put people and put us in a place where we have not been caring to truly respond to what we're seeing, what we're witnessing, that is the evidence of nothing but an agenda that is genocide, depopulation, zero population. And we have to come to a point and place where you will not allow yourself to be herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death, inebriation, intoxication. You understand? It's amazing that with everything that's going on, people are still feeling as though having a good time is being out of alignment with your right mind in doing that which truly benefits you. And we've not understood the methodology of oppression to contaminate and pollute the bloodstream. That what millions of people do or don't do affects everybody. But to have a program in place that is systemic oppression, and that those who've been educated have been educated to maintain it and sustain it, and are in no greater degrees of liberation than anybody else. And so for all of the conversation there is about the matrix and getting out of the matrix, there is no getting out of the matrix without cleansing the blood from the contaminants of a death culture. Having been fed like kids with hot dogs and hamburgers and fast food that is literally fueling all sickness, illness, and disease. To come to a point where the spirit in us will no longer tolerate participating with one's own demise. And the spirit that is in these bodies is greater than all of the chemicals, but you have to activate it. You have to activate it by your conscious care to do that which is going to ensure your wellness, your progression, your longevity, your clarity of mind, your sense of ability to respond to what is needed on behalf of yourself, those that you love, your children, your marriages, your family, community, nation, planet, And if we're not that conscientious to have an inner care to fully participate in that which is beneficial to everything and everybody, because the intelligence of existence is that intelligent where it has gifted itself as all there is. And being on the planet in this now moment puts us in a place and space where, yes, we do have to take responsibility for being able to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our reaching, our standing on behalf of life, our taking a stance on behalf of all life. And so to be in the midst of so much conversation about the elections and voting and this and that, and no one is really having a conversation about the genocide. And so as long as you feel as though within the context of there being an agenda to phase you out of existence, but in the midst of it, you're all right with your taxes being lowered. You're all right with jobs. You understand, more jobs, less taxes, but your children are dying. Your youth are suicidal. Your elders are not in their right mind. There is no progression except the progression of error in believing that a system of oppression that works against the system itself can still tout being great. And the greatness is just what my teacher would refer to as bluff and grandeur. Because there is no greatness in being a detriment to the planet, a detriment to the populace, a detriment to the creatures, a detriment to the well-being or the progression of the lineages, which we are all here to participate with. And so I am very thankful to have the clarity of mind and the care to remind you that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You were not here to just be fodder. You understand? You're not here to just be in a place and space where you have been miseducated, religiously indoctrinated, and socialized to believe that you're supposed to die and just enjoy that process by buying things and having nice things. And I'm just saying is that you will never have anything nicer than your body, your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your connection to the eternal. And to be in a place and space where we are socialized to be in a system and a mentality of disconnection to the eternal, disconnection to right use of our faculties, disconnected to our angelic realm, our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be able to function under the auspices of our soul. I am voice on behalf of our remembering that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and death should not be the culmination of our living. Life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are in the midst of nothing but eternity. We do not see the evidence of death anywhere in the air, just like you don't see evil exist as a reality except in the distortion and the dysfunction of people who have organized themselves as governments and military and organizations that are in the progression of error because they themselves have not come to place in space that they value the gift of life. See, those who are really understanding the blessedness in being are not going to apply their talents, skills, and abilities towards undermining other ones. those who are really in a place and space where they have an understanding and an understanding as to the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life are not going to sell themselves in the participation of bastardizing and usurping the right of other ones to have the right to their lives. Those who are really rightly attuned to the truth of themselves as the personification of the deity that we refer to as God and Goddess, we are in a place where we have to realize what right alignment looks like in the full expression of love and light and wisdom and truth and integrity and high ethic and virtues of character that allow us to really be connected to that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to serve its purposes in the continuation and the exaltation of existence itself on behalf of all orders of being. And to come to a point in place where you listen to all of this other stuff that has no relevance. It doesn't inspire you to your greatness. It doesn't put you in a place where anybody can hold you to any degree of accountability and responsibility for taking care of yourself. Because you're in a system that is death culture. And the trauma centers are not properly oriented, because the people who maintain them, who work every day, your nurses, your doctors, your surgeons and whatnot, they need life support on a daily basis themselves. They're overworked. They're tired. They have high blood pressure. They're obese. They've got all kinds of things going on, just as those ones who maintain the system of miseducation from the elementary schools to the colleges and university systems. Everybody is poisoned with all of this garbage that is showing up as the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, and this, that, and the other that is creating and laying foundation for all of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the strokes or aneurysms and this and that. So a system and a government and a country and a nation and a world culture that is self-destructive cannot avoid the tragic date with fate. That is the culmination or the harvest of the seeds that they have been sowing in the violation of life itself. I'm the one to remind us that we can do better. We do not have to depend upon those who have no orientation towards right alignment with life itself to think that they have the wherewithal to make decisions that are in your best interest when they are not trying to do what's in their own best interest. It is very difficult for you to really understand the inability of those who are morbidly obese to truly make valuable decisions on behalf of anybody if they are not able to do what's in their own best interest. Whether you're principals, teachers, educators, doctors, it doesn't matter. We are perfectly and divinely designed, and we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that a system of miseducation, religious indoctrination, and socialization in a death culture can justify our being out of alignment with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of our lives. And so in this now moment, are coming to a point and place where, wherever you are, whoever you work for, whatever you have done in your life, our ability to respond in our now moment on behalf of everything and everybody means that you have to start with yourself. We are each these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence immersed in nothing but the infinity of possibilities. And we can make greater decisions for ourselves when we have taken the time to clean our bloodstream from the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, behavior-modifying chemicals disguised as flavor enhancers and shelf stabilizers and all of the pesticides, herbicides, tobacco residues, the white sugar, and all of the pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, pastas, pastries, and all of this glue that holds these chemicals and that is now blocking and obstructing the nerve force, the synapses of your brain, the communication of those brain signals moving through your spinal cord and activating all of your glands and organs, allowing for your hormones and everything to be in the perfect balance that the Creator intended. But it cannot function well when the body is burdened and the cells are burdened with so much waste, which is and constitutes the extra weight that people carry. It is waste. It is like your spirit being immersed in sewage. And the pain and the headaches and the ill-temperedness and the madness and the bipolarism and the schizophrenia and the spouse abuse and the verbal abuse and the what they would call the potty mouth. You understand? We're in a place and space where we have to realize that what's showing up is a reflection of what's going on internally. And the hellaciousness that is being created on the planet to the detriment of so many children and so many women and so many nations. We can do something about it, but you cannot ignore your responsibility to that which is beating your heart and breathing you. And think that everything should be all right in your life because you work every day. Who are we working for? You understand? So those ones, everybody has life. Everybody's been given life, but everybody is not committed to life. Everybody is not committed to the laws that govern us. Everybody's not committed to living in the light of the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being. Everybody is not consciously caring to exalt a full effort in their living to do that which is truly an honor and a glory unto them and their lineages. Everybody is not on the same page of respecting, honoring, reverencing, worshiping, treasuring, cherishing the experience of being, and to know that there is no greater gift than life itself, no greater wealth, no greater opportunity to stand in the light of the truth of the ones that we are. Women have been entrusted by cosmic duty, obligation, and responsibility as the womb man to be the perpetuator of lineages. We should not be working on behalf of Coca-Cola and Burger King and doing the imaging for global McDonald's and all of this. It is a violation, and as a result of us being out of alignment with the duty, obligation, and responsibility of what it is to be women, our breasts are being cut off. Our wombs are being removed. We are hemorrhaging and bleeding for weeks and weeks at a time. We've got so much stagnation. Our legs are being cut off. We are dealing with amputation. I'm just saying is that the system is creating just a sea of sickness, illness, and disease when we are literally living in an ocean of cosmic intelligence that is ordered and that is lawful and that is beautiful. And there's a rainbow that is surrounding us. And then you're choosing that which undermines you. And those ones who are vying for selection and election, or the ones who have been monetarily supported by Bill Gates and other ones, you understand? See, those ones who have money, they just give that money. They give the money to these ones so that they can serve their purposes. And I'm saying there is no way in hell that this man should be able to go off all half-cocked. You understand, funding the CDC, the United Nations, the World Health Organization and all of these ones who are just organizations of those who should be in the integrity of what it is to be men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages. And then these people are facilitating war and violation throughout the planet. There is no way in hell that Africa should owe you any freaking thing. And we're in a place in space where now we're having to raise completely up because you see these people have lost their freaking minds and that there is nothing that is coming from them that is of God. But this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, that is beating our hearts, breathing us, blazing the sun, has the earth spinning. And then y'all don't want to bring God into the conversation. You think that those ones who are two-legged pimps and whores and whatnot can do something for you? I am voice on behalf of our liberation and our resurrection. We were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free. But hearing the truth is not enough. You have to have a desire to walk in your light. You have to care to be cleared and cleansed from violation. You have to be repentive and introspective and reflective and coming to a point and place where you become like David, giving God a wholehearted attention for your clearing, cleansing, purification, so that you are renewed and rebirthed in the light of the truth of the one that you are, returning to the house of God, the mind of God, the light and the wisdom and the intelligence of who you are as a personification of light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, and the sensibility that we will not serve death. We will not serve the wicked. We will not be bathed in wickedness when we are immersed in the divinity and the sanctity of being. And there is absolute law and there is an eternal government to be established upon this planet. And I am consistently reminding us that the governments of men at this particular point in time have no real validity in eternal order because they are not harmonized within the will of existence and the perpetuation, the continuation, the exaltation of life itself and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. Otherwise, they would not be putting billions of dollars into warring and killing. And this one thing that is the all of what's happening is something that we cannot participate with. And so I encourage you to sit with yourself, look at yourself. How do you really want to live? And do you want to be in a place where you're completely dependent upon those who have no faith in God? Those who have no true commitment to life, and those who do not know how to facilitate your healing where you have been influenced and under the crystallization of and the concentration, the saturation of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, hormones, and all of this chemical assault and the acidity, the constipation, the congestion that is causing all of the cancer and the heart disease and the obesity and the diabetes and all of this. Do you want to be on medications for the rest of your life because you want to indulge yourself in eating that which your body cannot utilize as fuel? Do you want to be in a place in space where people remember you for all of the wrong that you are as opposed to the transformation that you made? You cannot disconnect from the matrix except you clear and cleanse your body and reconstitute it as 80% highly charged mineralized water and to resume occupancy in it as the evidence of the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God goddess that is your absolute truth. See, you have to want to be in the integrity of the light and the truth of the all that you actually are as divinity personified. but they've taught you to accept wickedness. They've taught you to accept that nobody gets out of this alive. They taught you to accept that you have no choice but to live and die man's way, because God's way is not an option. These people are liars. They're murderers. They are the evidence of wickedness personified. That is the distortion and the degradation because of the filth that is charged upon their bloodstream. And no matter what they do, they cannot be real leadership here except to lead you into greater degrees of hellaciousness, because they do not have the integrity to admit the error of their way. And they're just following the ones, the filth of their own bloodlines. And you and I do not have to participate with it. And your participation in it is going to lead you to more and more hardship. And no matter how much you drink and how much you smoke and how much you eat, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, you will not be able to really be in the light of the truth of the one that you truly are until you accept the way of the godly, the cleanliness, the order, the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of yourself, to release the resentments, the anger, the frustration, and all of that that comes with a poisoned system. You are being called to rise. You're being called to cleanse. You're being called to remember that there are no men or wound men who have authority in your life that is greater than your responsibility to commit your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to that which is the source of all being, so that we are all harmonized in the absolute truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And its will, its way, its light, its love, its peace, its poison, its power shall eternally prevail. We have the opportunity to be harmonized with it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. To the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come before these airwaves, to realize that I don't have to be paid to do this. And so we want to remind you that there is purpose in being. And there's difference in being in purpose and being employed. And for those who've been able to really negotiate employment that is conducive, facilitative, and really ensuring the fulfillment of purpose, then hallelujah. Because most people are not on purpose. We're in a now moment that requires us to really take some real deep looks at ourselves, our lives, and what more do you want? When you know that you can have anything, you can do anything, but will you care to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of existence? Will you care to be reconnected to the source of your being? Will you care to be in a place and space where nobody can pull you off your dot? You're able to let stuff roll off you like water off a duck's back. See people getting so bent out of shape for so many little things But we're not concerned about the real big things. You're concerned about the genocide that's going on, that's affecting your family. You're not upset about the autism and the behavior modification of your children. I'm saying, no, we need to raise completely up and come to a point in place where we know duty, obligation, and responsibility in the exaltation of life itself. And that nobody has been sent to the planet to undermine life. That is not purpose in being. Nobody has been sent to the planet to decide who lives and who dies and to create an agenda of sickness, illness, disease, and death through inebriation, intoxication, cellular oppression, violation, and then be in a place and space where they're profiting. They think they're profiting. See, that's the delusion. That's the lie. To think that there's some profit in undermining the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. And so in our now moment, we have the opportunity to know the truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But you can't just know the truth. You can't just spout the truth. You can't just rhetoricize and philosophize about the truth. You have to be in the integrity of the truth of your being as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent. Intelligent enough to know that you cannot prosper killing yourself, undermining yourself. So y'all drank the Kool-Aid. Say the Kool-Aid, the Schlitz Smart Liquor, the Colt 45, the Peg, the Gatorade. You understand the Coca-Cola. You understand there's an advertising outside of Kroger that says, you know, they have the stacks of Coca-Cola in the corner when you enter the door. And it says something to the effect of, what does it say? Add this to your madness. Add Coke to your madness. Something crazy. Just stupid. Right? I'm just saying, who makes these slogans? But the issue is we have so many ones who are employed by who I refer to as the corporate deities of death. Now, mind you, that as living beings, as men, the progenitor of lineages, as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, we're here to exalt life. We're here to ensure the progression of our lineages. We're here to make sure that each generation has everything that is required to really self-realize, self-actualize, and to walk in the greatness of their own unfoldment. But the agenda is ensuring that each generation is assaulted with more artificial colors and flavors and chemicals that are disguised as candies and treats and Hot Pockets and all of this. And so I'm just saying is that in this now moment, our conscious care to realize that we don't have to get out and march. We don't have to picket. What is required of us in this now moment is to care, to have our impact and influence in this life be the insurance of the lineages. We are so powerful in numbers. And people say, well, when we all gonna come together? But you are already together in the sickness, the illness, the disease. How many people do you find at the dialysis centers? How many people are in the hospitals? How many people are in the churches? You have more sick people on a Sunday in church than you do in the hospitals. So no, there's a unification, but it's not being harmonized with the will of existence and the light and the intelligence of being directly. And that's what we can flip the script with. We were told to pray without ceasing. And it's definitely a discipline. A discipline of discipleship. Everybody's not consciously caring to be a disciple of truth. But you have all of these ones who are followers of these ones and those ones. They call themselves influencers. But are they influencing you to take responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative of depopulation, zero population, and genocide? For all of the ones you follow. And so I'm the one that really cares to put you in a place of mindfulness, because I know that in order for you to even be listening at this time of night, you have to have some care. You have to have some value for the programming. And coming to a point where you not only value the programming, you value the message, you value the truth, you value the light of Supreme Being that you are always immersed in, that your value for being is much greater than your care for your cars and your motorcycles and your trucks and your things that can be burned up and destroyed. But that body that you're in, being perfectly and divinely designed, can be completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that you are revivified and walk in the light of the truth of the one that you are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Some of you refer to it as God, but it's much more than God, goddesses, lords, lordesses, saints, saviors, and all of those. When you look at all of the beings that have ever lived, you could put all of them together, all of the gods, the goddesses, the angels, all of them together. The sum of the parts does not equal to the whole. And people will tell you, well, we all have a piece to the puzzle, but you can't give your piece in pieces. You can't give your piece except in your wholeness. You can't make your full contribution being a detriment to yourselves and yourself. And so we have all of these ones who've come forward, and we give thanks for all of the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, and all of that that allows us to be the beneficiaries of the realizations, the revelations, the gifts, the intellectual property, the books, the music, all of that which other ones have gifted. But we have to do what they didn't know to do it. They didn't know to boycott the death industries as grassroots community movement. They didn't know that we have the power of choice every day in terms of what we're bringing into our bodies, what we're putting down our throats, and how we are able to get artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHC, all of this stuff out of our systems. Because other ones would tell you, well, we don't know exactly what the cause is, but we can give you these pills. Oh, they didn't work, so we can give you a stronger dose. Or we can give you this one and this one and this one. Now, mind you, there are side effects, so if you're having any problems, just come and let me know, and then I can adjust your dosage. That's not healing. And the duty, obligation, and responsibility of women under this edict of rising, getting up, standing up, and realize that wherever we are, the man with the womb, we are responsible, entitled, and will be held accountable for knowing how to facilitate life. It's not good enough for us to just scratch an itch and have babies. We have to be restored in the light of the supreme intelligence that is ours, in knowing how to ensure that our children are our progression, that we leave this realm better than we found it because of the quality of beings that we are. So what liberation really looks like, and see, the issue is that liberation is really not the conversation that people are having. And even with the conversations of health and wellness, when you are under an agenda that is genocide, the conversation has to be about your resurrection. It has to be about remembering that you cannot live in the fullness of yourself with a feeling of entitlement to be undermining yourself. And so I can tell you, I've seen it. I'm facilitative of it. You can get rid of that gut. You can get rid of that gout. You can get rid of that heart disease, that diabetes. You understand? See, we have the right as women to know how to facilitate life. Now, everybody didn't apply themselves to that. I have been applying myself to that. And there are those who may be listening who have benefited from it, and those who are listening who maybe haven't benefited because you, for whatever reason, and most of the reason why we don't try to do anything greater is because the chemicals of behavior modification are so seriously entwined, saturating, concentrating in our lives. I'll be forward. in just a bit. There have been so many ones to do what other ones didn't know they could do. When it comes to healing, when it comes to how we have experienced the realization of salvation and deliverance in our lives from being devastated in the wars and being devastated in abusive relationships and rapes and violation and car accidents. I mean, there are so many people. We've been saved from so much. Now we have to literally consciously care to be saved from ourselves. Say, Lord, please let there be a divine intervention. You understand? And some people think, okay, well, Jesus is coming. But even if and even though there are Christed beings upon the planet, it has nothing to do with you until you are totally receptive to becoming your own saving grace, to be your own savior, to create as your absolute reality the blood of Christ, a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no of the chemicals, the residues, no of the aborted fetuses and all of the coagulation of that and the cholesterol and all of this stuff. I'm just saying is that the blood. And just because you can go into the hospitals and get blood transfusion does not mean that you are healed. Because they definitely do not give you instruction as to how to honor the blood that you were given. Whose blood was it? The spirit is charged on the blood, so whose spirit are you receiving? And so at this particular point in time, I'm encouraging you to realize that if they can do all of the stuff that they do without a concern as to whether it's wrong or not, in terms of all of the warring, the bombing, the flooding our community with all of this alcohol and all these drugs and all of this wacky weed and all of this stuff and all of the vaping that's destroying the integrity of people's lungs. I'm just saying, nobody questions it. And I'm just saying, at this particular point, when you realize that you are consistently bombarded with violation, consistently seduced to be participatory with your own violation, then yeah, you should keep me in your ear as much as possible. Because that spirit has to be charged. That spirit has to be remembered. You have to realize that every spirit that is in the body is of eternity, come into this realm of corporality, materiality, physicality. But we're still in the realm of eternity. And this planet that is so absolutely amazing, that provides everything for us. She has everything that we need, and then we are so blessed that there are those who are employed and those who are working and those who are purposed in filtering the waters. And bringing the clays, not just bringing the diamonds, the gold, the oil, and all of that, but also the herbs for the healing of the nations. Those who are making sure that we have filtration in our homes, lights, gas. I'm just saying is that let's start counting our blessings in the degrees of comfort that we are having, even in the midst of the discomfort that we ourselves are creating for ourselves. But coming to a point and place where every time you lay down and close your eyes, and every time you arise and wake up, realize that you have always been held in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present. That it has not let you go. regardless of how much cigarettes you smoked and how much meat you've eaten and how much sodas and how much you have literally not done what was truly in your best interest. This day you can. And tuning into this program at this particular point in time, at midnight to 3 a.m., is a good time for you to make new commitments. To say to yourself, to get up and put your lamp on and get a pen and a paper and begin to recommit yourself. I commit my whole body, heart, mind to being whole. I commit every atom and every cell of my being to being completely cleared and cleansed and purified. I commit to living the rest of my life and not dying the rest of my life. I acknowledge that the sun is always shining. The earth is spinning. Things are growing. The birds are chirping. I mean, we are at the beginning of this new year, the new frequency that starts in a week. And it's already getting warmer. But this is the new frequency. This is the actual new year. And so our coming to a point and place where we care to be renewed with it. All of your allergies will go away when you stop eating all of this potatoes and rice and mucus and start busting it up. Drinking more water. Making yourself available to the hots, the ginger, the cayenne, the things that will help open up your sinuses and whatnot, the horseradish. There's just certain things Mother has provided us so that we are able to renew and redo. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being renewed and rebirthed with this new frequency. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have a redo, to have a makeover, to make me anew. Through the blood of Christ, the Christic consciousness, one who knows the truth of the divinity of self and who has the frequency of love, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, the harmonization with the will of existence. See, there is victory and triumph that has already been won because nobody can outthink the intelligence of existence. You're not going to outshine the sun. You understand? And try as they may and try as they might, there is absolute law that is all pervasive. Perfection is an inherent part of existence. And we were told, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. What are you thinking? Are you thinking that, oh, I can't get rid of this and I can't read? And the doctor said, and this, I said, it ain't what they say. It's about what you are saying to yourselves, particularly when you are wise enough, caring enough to get the support that you require in reconstituting the substance of your cells and your body to being 80% highly charged mineralized water, like the earth is 80% water. Because water is the medium of intelligence that holds the frequency and vibration of your thought, of your fear, of your faith, of your confidence, of your insecurity. Whatever you think and however you feel, you are charging it upon the waters of your cells. Now, if your body is 80% sludge and mucus and acidity and worms and organisms and parasites, then you got other things working against you. And your mind is already undermining you. Now, there are those who eat the standard American diet. They got good jobs. They're in the pulpits. They're in the operating rooms. Do you realize that we can deal with a system? We're seeing the impact and the effect of a system of oppression. But everybody, for all intents and purposes, were fed hot dogs and hamburgers and sodas and this, that, and the other. And some parents were a lot more conscientious than other parents. But you have people who have become the president of the United States, those who've had their faces put on postage stamps, those who are surgeons and doctors and lawyers and judges and police, everybody, but everybody was fed garbage. And you can consistently and continuously reach new elevations in your employment status and your status. You could become filthy rich in terms of money. And still be eating garbage. Really. That's the trick if I ain't ever seen one. For these people to think that there's some progression in undermining one's own life force and divinity. To have polished wood, metal, and stone, and paper. Whether it's the Federal Reserve notes, whether it's the stocks, the bonds, now it's the digital currency. And I'm saying there is no currency that man can create that is greater than our life currency. And now coming to a point in place where we are investing in increasing our life currency, as opposed to trading our life currency for paper currency. And then buying and consuming that which undermines our life currency. When you truly care to be rich, you have to acknowledge that you're already rich because you have the breath of life. And if you care to be richer, then you've got to be cleaner. You've got to be hydrated, well oxygenated, mineralized, alkalizing, facilitating consistent cellular repair, regeneration, and opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxins, the organisms, the viruses, bacteria, and whatnot can get out. And it's not about you going over here and they're doing this for you and they're going over there and they're doing... You can go to all of the holistic practitioners that you care to be going to. You have the money for that. I'm talking holistic with a H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Go to any of the holistic practitioners. It's only really what you do with yourself on a daily basis that is going to truly accomplish the greatest good with you, for you, and those who are yours. And so being in a place and space where we are acknowledging that we have come into this realm through the lineages that we represent, and we are sons and daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters, great-great-great, and the great-great-great-great-great-great-greatness is already in us, but it's charged upon our DNA, and the standard American diet as we know it really facilitates our DNA lockdown. And so I'm wanting us to really get real clear about doing that which is ours to do, in no longer participating in undermining ourselves, our children, our communities, our nation. If Africans throughout the diaspora were committed to their own liberation, we wouldn't be dependent upon governments who have already proven that they do not have anybody's best interests at heart, even their own. And so in this now moment, it is yours, your time, your life, your mission, your commitments, your honor, your opportunity. And so I'm here to encourage you to be in it, to win it, to not hit it and quit it, to realize that every day is a day of progression if you would be progressive. And the progression is really not so much about your political consciousness and keeping track of the politics and the politicians and the politicians and all of these ones, but coming to the place and space of realizing that vivid self-expression and vivid self-representation is a result of consistent effort in loving the law, in being law-filled and loving being. Vivid self-reflection, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent is the highest form of political consciousness possible. Because there are no ones who can break the law. And by virtue of law, everybody gets what they apply themselves to, good, bad, ugly, or otherwise. So why would we be participating in doing that which undermines us? And so in this now moment, I'm calling you to realize that we are in the day of the exaltation of the divine feminine, the liberation of the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity, the purpose of right, righteous womanhood, and the exaltation and the acknowledgement and the harmonization of the divine feminine and the divine masculine to come under one Godhead of right alignment, right use of the faculties that we've been given, and to be in a place where we honor and we glorify the lineages through whom we've come.